We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is already Thursday. I just don't know where this week went. Day four of week nine. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., that's when we talk about last night's season finale of Survivor. Jeff Probst did say at the very end last night, they are looking to do this fall.
Oh, really? So
they're saying audition right now, send tapes. And they're looking for 16, 17, 18-year-olds.
16.
They're looking for young people. In fact, if you can, Bryn, for tomorrow morning, pull that whole little end part that he talked about. And we can talk about that and everything else that went down with it and what happened and who won and should they have and what the hell was that and who would do that and how did that happen? All of that tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. You have until then to watch that finale. 3 full hours of gameplay. No reunion show. And we'll talk about it tomorrow at 6 in the morning.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. So I see a little blue sky overhead, but we've also had clouds. There's a mix happening throughout the Bay Area. I know it rained yesterday at my house, and I wondered, am I the only one? But it appears we're going to be seeing rain through up through the weekend. So it's just going to be a mix of clouds and sun and rain and much of what you've already seen.
Yeah, I just looked at my little local weather one, and it's a little rain today and a little crappiness continuing. Hurrah.
People want to pay for comfort, Sarah. Pajama sales are through the roof. Pant sales falling.
Yeah.
Right now,
I was thinking I might have to go get some yoga pants or something, you know, something that looks halfway like not sweatpants.
Yeah, that's one of the problems with, I used to wear pajama bottoms because they're super comfortable and I wouldn't wear them to bed, but I'd wear them around the house. The problem is when you go, I got to run up to the grocery store or something, and then you're out in, you know, paper thin pajama pants. And you're not wearing underwear.
A mask and a hat on. No one can tell it's you.
Yeah, but there's your chaunch, and you're in the store, and you realize, okay, this is gross. I'm stupid.
Yeah, look around. Everyone else has the same thing on. I felt pretty bad. I didn't really think about what I was wearing. I had like these plaid pajama pants on, hat, mask, you know, sweatshirt. I walk into the store, and I'm like, oh, crap. It's like that dream you have where you're wearing the outfit you shouldn't have on, or you don't have pants on or whatever. And I looked around. I'm like, oh, everyone looks like crap. Plus, you're totally incognito.
Right.
A mask covers everything up.
I've moved to sweatpants myself, but you do you. And it seems pajama sales have surged like big time. So,
duh.
That's somebody's doing good business. It looks like the pajama pant maker doing all right.
That's nice.
Also doing well. There's been a surge in demand for crime scene cleaners on our show.
It's so weird.
Do you remember this?
I do.
Was like 20
Absolutely
years ago.
Absolutely remember this.
I don't know why we had the guy on. I don't remember the reason. I believe he was just a small business owner who started cleaning crime scenes and then was starting to get hired by cities to go in and do these crime scenes and was doing really good business with it as well.
Well, yeah. Somebody's got to do it, and it's a specialized job. I want to say something had happened, and we heard that there was a crime scene cleanup. Like there was some story about that, and the guy called in and goes, that's what I do. And we talked to him for like half an hour.
Right.
Like, then what? And what happens if, and this, and the guy, it was macabre, but fascinating.
Well, retail stores are now looking to get the most hardcore disinfecting job possible. They're hiring crime scene cleaners to come and clean their location before they open for the to the public.
You could even say this place was crime scene cleaned.
Right.
That murder that happened in back, you can't even see the blood.
Yikes.
There's a whole like little cottage industry of these like deep clean, not just crime scene cleaners, but they call them like environmental cleaners, where someone comes in and basically just sanitizes your house.
Right.
And but the crime scene cleaners they've dealt with the worst of the worst.
Right.
They come in after you know the body gets removed.
Yeah, it's gross. I remember the stories being very gross. Like the
very
stuff.
Gross.
They're not allowed to say I don't like this one.
Mm-mm.
This one's too icky. I don't want to do it.
They're all icky. I mean, there was a thing about a carpet of flies that was one of the. Do you remember that?
Come on.
I think about it from time to time. Whenever I hear about a dead body, I always think about like this one phone call we had with this one crime scene guy that just embedded itself in my psyche.
Well, I hope he's still in business and he's getting more business now than ever. Thanks.
I hope so too, because that's a smart job.
The quarantine. And by the way, speaking of. Fatigue is real, man. Since Americans have not gotten really unified advice on what the federal government wants us to do, and even local cities, even states who've issued certain things are getting different reports from their county, it's really hard to keep up. And what does that mean? It means most people are leaving their house.
They're tired of it. They're done with it, and they're going out.
The cell phone data says 25 million more Americans left their homes every day last week than the previous 6 weeks, and it looks like the fatigue is real. I also have a story about how this, if you are finding yourself not knowing what day it is, that's become so normal. It's like five times a week people are saying, I don't even know what day it is.
Yeah, I mean, I am definitely keeping track of the days by writing it down on our show sheet that we have every day. Every day I get rid of the number from yesterday. Like yesterday was day 9, day 3, week 9. And then in the morning, it's the first thing I do, and it's the only way. I would have no idea how much time had passed.
Yeah, the
it's
reason
been
I know, too.
Months. It's incredible.
Is because of our job. We do have to look at it and see what day we're dealing with, and I have to read the news daily. So there's. It's less so
no
for
escaping
me,
it for us.
According to a new survey, the average American says they get confused about what day it is five times a week. Five times a week. They find themselves just going, wait, what? It's Thursday already?
Impossible. I know. I can't believe it's Thursday.
That just continues to be part of the fallout from our lockdown. Sarah, I'll see your tiny face challenge and raise you ant life.
Ant life. Okay,
ant
tell
life.
Me.
There's a Facebook group where people pretend to be ants, like the insect. And it has 1.8 million members since the quarantine started.
All right, what do I have to do to join this group?
The guy who founded it says, I think people are searching for something to do.
Yeah. Well, if they're joining ant life, they really are. They're searching high and low.
They're losing their damn minds is what they're doing. The Facebook group is, this is what they do. They pretend to be ants, as in the insect. Yeah. They act like ants. They take orders from the queen. And they also discuss ant-related subjects like food on the ground and Paul Rudd and Ant-Man. They say that the queen recently posted an order to dig, and more than 13,000 people respond. Yeah, 13,000 people responded in the comments, dig. As in, they all are following the order from the queen.
Dig.
Another
did
post,
they post
someone,
pictures of themselves digging?
I don't see that here, but they say someone posted a picture of ice cream and wrote, found a snack, need help eating, and got 3,100 responses of people saying, lick or munch. This is what
okay, this is, you know, listen, people, find something. Not the ant page. Find anything. Please.
I can't.
I'm worried about you.
I can't believe that that is what's going on out there, but they say it's kind of like cosplaying.
It seems much less like cosplaying than like, you know, stir craziness.
I don't know what to say.
I'm genuinely concerned for these people.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vinny. You know that. Fast fact.
Look at that.
Fast. It's actually really cute watching him work.
Sorry, I'm reading all these facts on these ant stuff. It's so ridiculous.
Oh, on the Facebook page for
ant facts.
There's almost 2 million members on this. It's ridiculous.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. What are they doing?
What did I say? Did I say
1.8, I think.
Yeah, 1.8 million people are doing this.
Should we be concerned about them? Should we go gather up the ants and
look,
help
you
them?
Know what? I'll only speak for our show, which does well. We're a good little business here, but we don't have 1.8 followers on anything we do.
No.
No. So
not even close. It actually makes me feel a little bit jealous of the ants. Yep. Like whoever thought that up, like good on you. I don't understand it, but you know, really, maybe it's just jealousy that wants it shut down.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I mean,
Let's free up those 1.8 million people to follow us.
I got to give it to the guy. That's a lot of followers.
It is.
The car company Jaguar.
Yes.
Was originally called SS Cars Unlimited.
OSS, not good, probably.
They changed the name in 1945 to make it clear that they were not connected to the Nazis.
That's what they should have done. That's good.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jaguar's cool. Jaguar's a cool name. SS, just right. The cool thing was not happening in 1945.
Lighters were invented in 1823, 3 years before matches.
We had lighters before matches?
Lighters before matches.
Well, imagine that. Seems very strange.
I hope I didn't already do this one. Anyone in Sweden can get a copy of anyone else's tax returns. Have I done this one?
I don't remember.
Anyone in Sweden can get a copy of anyone else's tax returns and find out how much money they make. The only catch is that the person whose returns you request is going to get a message that you did it.
Oh.
So you could, Bryn,
look at yours,
say,
but you'd see that I had
But
looked.
I would know Bryn just looked me up. So that's weird, isn't it?
So would you do it? Is there anyone that you'd look at?
No. I
me
don't.
Neither.
I just
I really
gotta
feel
do
like
me.
Keep your nose on your own you know, paper.
Right.
Or
yeah,
your
I
eyes.
Wouldn't do
you
it.
Know, whatever you do with your paper. I don't know if you put your nose on there, but I do.
Right. Oh, I hope I haven't done this one. The New York Times decided to start running a crossword puzzle after Pearl Harbor was bombed. They wanted to give people a distraction and a way to occupy themselves.
Oh, the New York Times crossword is excellent, too. It's impossible. I can't do it.
Is that the definitive one, right?
It is, and it gets harder as the week goes on, I believe. A lot of them do, but the New York Times is like the famous one, right? Isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. They're impossible. I can't do it. But, you know, the more you do of crosswords, you find the rhythms and the patterns in them. Like, I used to do crosswords all the time, and I still could. Like, you'd get a couple clues. You know, the New York Times one is impossible. That's for really
It's a
smart
teaching
people.
Tool. My kid gets them, and they put words in there. So she's couple times said, I need help. Like, well, look, there's ways to do these things. Like, here's a word with two T's. So find two T's next to each other. Duh.
There you go.
I can't do it. I don't see them. I'm like, what about right there? Oh, look at that. I'm like, okay, now I'm doing your work. I'm dumb. Well, I'm the dumb one.
Turns out she knows how to work
sucker.
It.
Right.
I'm a sucker for you.
Hey, I did some research on the lighters and matches.
Yes. Oh, okay.
So lighters were expensive back in the day and costly to reload, also finicky and slightly dangerous. And so
sure.
Matches were cheaper, obviously, and disposable, meaning you didn't have to maintain or fix anything or reload it.
Right.
So they
you just had to buy more matches.
It's a lot cheaper.
All right.
And the little wooden matchstick, too. Like, that's a, you know, I like matches. I don't know. Not like the paper ones. I like a wooden match. I think it's cool.
Look at me telling true stories.
Yeah.
Hey, so did I say our text number is 800-400-3697? Because it is. Here's a couple things you guys wrote. Survivor. Wow. She looks like Caitlyn Jenner. Who's that? Who are they talking about?
I know who it is. Danny.
Is that the Kansas City lady?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There were a couple times, because listen, the jury, they finally got to go take showers, get some food, do their hair, put some makeup on. Ah!
Oh, really?
They were flashing. Did you not get that far?
I didn't. I did get that far. I got through the first tribal council, so I know who left the first outing.
But you're not, you don't, but you know who won.
I do know who won, yes.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, you got to watch it to get there. But yeah, and in the final thing where they're questioning the remaining three people.
Oh, they still do that?
They do. Oh. And they did it in this one. And so the huge jury, because I think it's 16 people or 15 people or something, they're all sitting there and they flash to Danny and it is, oh! Like, wow, monster face. She's adorable. I didn't mean to say that. I take it back.
Oh,
but it was right. It was jarring.
Right.
And Caitlyn Jenner is a solid comparison. I'm guessing that's who she's talking about.
There's no excuse for wearing pajamas in public. I agree. That's why I think it's surprising people are ordering more pajamas and not more sweatpants, because at least you can wear that out a little more.
Yeah.
Quick run.
I disagree. I think that as long as you have a mask on, no one can tell it's you. You can wear whatever the hell you want. Thank you. Thank you, Bryn. Who cares? Everyone looks like crap these days. I've going on 3 inches of gray hair at my roots. It's awesome. Oh, I just.
Vinny, do not get sucked into TikTok.
Do it.
They are a Chinese company. And by the way, they're very designed. They log in and get your personal data and information when you. I think that's why you got hacked, Sarah.
Maybe.
That's that same texture, though.
Yeah, that's the same one.
I don't know.
He just hates China.
Maybe.
He's always saying everything's from China.
Brian Adams checking in. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Somebody else said
it's Brian Adams. Wet markets and TikTok. Forget those guys. That is
somebody
it.
Somebody else said it could be your Instagram orders.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, listen, honestly, I have very little self-control, and I just download whatever the hell I want, and now I'm...
Right.
Deal with the consequences.
I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
We'll do some music news right after this.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.